Tyler Ettinger and his father, Darwin, are seasoned veterans of the National Wheat Yield Contest, having submitted entries from their farming operation near Mead since the start of the contest 6 years ago. That experience, combined with informed management and nearly perfect growing conditions, made it no surprise that the father-son duo took first and second place for the state of Kansas in the 2021 contest. In the dryland winter wheat category, Tyler took the top Kansas slot with a final yield of 125.66 bushels per acre. The entry also earned him the 5th place Bin Buster Award in the National Winter Wheat Dryland category. Darwin took second with a final yield of 123.48 bushels per acre. Both entries were Westbred's WB4792. The Ettinger's operation is all dryland and has been fully no-till for close to 2 decades. As seed dealers as well as wheat growers, they focus on variety selection to maximize yield potential. They also do comprehensive soil testing, which allows them to apply nutrients by the acre, not just by the field. The Ettingers have planted WB4792 for 3 years on their farm, and Tyler said it has some of the best yield potential he has seen. It's been a high yielder with high test weight, but it needs to be sprayed for head scab if it's a concern in the area. Beyond variety selection, Tyler credited the growing season's weather as a substantial factor in the success of this year's entry and their overall crop. In the fall of 2020, the Ettingers planted wheat a week or so earlier than normal to take advantage of available moisture. They also utilized seed treatments to protect the wheat seeds, including fungicide and insecticides, the latter to address threats from grasshoppers and aphids. The Ettingers also top-dressed their wheat in October, perfect timing before snows fell. More snow in November helped carry the wheat through the winter, important as little moisture fell until April. The Ettingers also applied a split application of a generic foliar fungicide for stripe and leaf rust at flag leaf. They also put down a Prosaro fungicide for head scab at flowering, which Ettinger said paid off this year. Tyler said entering the wheat yield contest has made them examine their production practices from start to finish and break down which factors they can adjust to improve next year's wheat crop. Tyler said it's a good exercise to the farm to learn what it takes to make yield and where those yields can be found. It doesn't just benefit those acres, it benefits your whole farm. Continuous learning is the best part of entering the National Wheat Yield Contest. He said, don't stress out about it, just harvest your wheat. Don't strive for perfection, but just do your best. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.